Hello and welcome back to another episode of the 6 a.m. Club where we start our day inspired. I'm excited to kickstart this episode and this day with a thought-provoking discussion inspired by a very powerful quote that I heard the other day. I was scrolling through Instagram and I came across this reel. It was just a black screen with a quote on it, and this was the quote. Now, I have to confess, it was in Spanish, so I did my best to translate it. I don't know who this quote is attributed to, and I hope I'm not butchering anyone's quote, but I think it captures the essence of the original one. And it says, "In your best version, you will continue not to be enough for the wrong person. But in your worst version, you will always be enough for the right person." Let that sink in for just a second. I listened to it 3 or 4 times. I think it's fascinating how those words encapsulate the essence of authenticity and self-worth. It got me thinking that a lot of times we find ourselves, I find myself, striving to meet the expectations of others, seeking validation and acceptance from people that might not truly appreciate your true essence, my true essence. Yet, when we embrace our vulnerabilities and our imperfections and our true authentic selves, we become like a magnet to those that resonate with our essence, the right people. Those are the ones I like to call the right people, my people, our people. It's a powerful reminder that our worthiness is not contingent upon any kind of external validation or us meeting any unrealistic standards set by others. Instead, our worthiness lies in embracing our authenticity, honoring the truth, and cultivating deep connections with those who value us for who we are, with all our flaws and all. It's very powerful. As I said, it got me thinking all week long on who are my people and in what situations I am truly myself and in what situations I'm trying just to live up to someone else's standards. Whether in our personal or our professional lives, we have the power to choose relationships that align to our values, to our goals, and to our authentic selves. When we surround ourselves with individuals who appreciate and celebrate our true essence, we create a space where we can thrive. We can be our best selves unapologetically. I don't know about you, but that is what I want for myself, to unapologetically be myself. So, as we embark in a new day, I want you to think and reflect on this quote and carry with you the wisdom that this quote is offering us, and embrace the truth that you are always enough for the right person, for the right people. I want you to think about who are you, your truest self, your authentic self. When have been the times that you've been able to truly be your authentic self unapologetically? And remember how that feels. And think about who you attracted. Those are your people. I hope you find this as inspiring as I did when I heard it. I'm still thinking about it. I'm still reflecting on it. I'm still thinking about myself and reflecting on how can I let go and embrace my authentic, unapologetic self. and be okay knowing that when I do that, when I show up authentically, I am going to attract the right people. Even when I mess up, even when I make mistakes, because they understand and they value my true self. Thank you for tuning in today to the 6 a.m. Club. Until next time, remember to stay true to yourself and let your light shine bright.